Listening Library presents Wink Poppy Midnight by April Genevieve Tucholsky. Read for you by Michael Crouch, Caitlin Davies, and Allison Packard. You are the hero of your own story. Joseph Campbell. Midnight. The first time I slept with Poppy, I cried. We were both 16, and I'd been in love with her since I was a kid. Since I was still reading monster comics and spending too much time practicing sleight-of-hand tricks because I wanted to be a magician. People say you can't feel real love that young, but I did. For Poppy. She was the girl next door who fell off her bike and laughed at her bloody knees. She was the neighborhood hero who organized games of Burn the Witch and got everyone to play. She was the high school queen who reached forward one day during math class, grabbed Holly Trueblood's thick, white blonde hair in her fist, and cut it off at the skull while Holly screamed and screamed. All because someone said Holly's hair was prettier than her own. She was Poppy. After we slept together, I started crying. Just a little bit. Just because my heart was so full. Just a couple of small little tears. Poppy shoved me off, stood up, and laughed. It wasn't a nice laugh. It wasn't a, "We both lost it together. How wicked of us. How fantastic. I will always love you because we did this one big thing for the first time together," kind of laugh. No, it-